The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome.
I'm going to get you high today, because it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
Kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in the hot bitch, bitch away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
I know when I moved here, and we're talking like over 20 years ago now, I literally packed all my stuff into one truck, and then I drove to town, and I had to stay at a hotel before I could get into my place the next morning, and I was so nervous that someone was going to take my, you know,
entire life.
Truck trailer with everything I owned. Literally every single thing.
Oh,
I backed it up as close as I could to a wall so no one could really try and get in there. But I still, I barely slept the whole night thinking someone could drive off with my life.
Yeah.
My life is there.
My life is everything. Everything I have is in that thing. So I was super nervous. So I get how it is nerve-wracking, and especially if it actually does get stolen. Happened to a family that was moving into the Metro Detroit area. Their trailer got swiped with everything they own inside. Here's their story now from Fox 2 News. Take a listen.
The trailer is basically everything that we own.
The Dudzik family decided they wanted to move back to Michigan from Tennessee. So they packed up everything they had, loaded the trailer with
toothbrushes, clothes, furniture, tables, coffee tables.
Okay, maybe lead with stuff.
Maybe don't lead with toothbrushes.
So, I don't know. I lost the
compassion deodorant. When you just.
You lost me at toothbrushes.
Toothbrushes,
floss, sponges, face wash,
dishwashing,
shampoo,
detergent,
conditioner,
toenail clippers,
body exfoliant,
saltine crackers. One plastic lawn chair.
2.5 boxes of cream a week.
SOS pads.
Campbell's tomato soup. Yeah, lean with the big stuff.
She said toothbrushes first. Is that the first thing on her mind?
Yeah. It must be.
Well, they didn't have any.
Yeah.
I guess they didn't have any.
They still don't.
As you can
see. They still don't.
So many sentimental things of my mom's who passed away a few years.
Lead with that. Lead with your dead mom stuff.
Yeah.
That'll get people.
14 pairs of socks.
And all the stuff for the couple's two kids, too. They arrived in Lincoln Park Monday
Rubik's
night
Cube.
To stay at an apartment complex with relatives at Southfield and Dix. Tuesday, about 11:30, they go outside to have a cigarette. No problem. The trailer is still there. But then, just after midnight, another cigarette. But wait!
It was just gone.
Yes, hard to believe. Michelle called the Lincoln Park police and filed a report immediately.
Our house wasn't ready yet, so everything was in the trailer.
Bad timing. But Michelle says her friends have been good with clothing and hygiene stuff, but it's the sentimental things that really hurt.
Some of my mom's gingerbread collection. She had a huge salt and pepper shaker collection.
Yes, I love it.
No. You missed her mom's salt and pepper shaker collection.
No.
What?
That came right after that?
Yeah, she did, but also salt and pepper.
She had a huge salt and pepper shaker collection.
Oh
my God.
I know it means a lot to you.
Oh my God.
200 glass bears.
That'd be like me, like all bent out of shape about my dad's Shell gas station, solid gold cassette
tapes. Well, that means
tapes.
A lot to you. That's memories.
Oh my God.
Just if you're on the news, just stick to the big stuff.
Right.
Broken pair of sunglasses.
Well, I'm not buying there was a lot in there.
Gingerbread collection and salt and pepper.
Yeah, she had two huge collections there, the gingerbread collection, and I don't even know what that means. Is it like gingerbread man?
Is that like, do they keep, like, can you keep gingerbread houses in good condition?
When I was growing up, we used to have Christmas tree ornaments that were made out of gingerbread, but then they were coated with some sort of thing to preserve them.
Like a shellac.
So I almost wonder if this mom had a bunch of weird, like, figurines made out of gingerbread cookies that she collected for some reason.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
There must be online gingerbread collection.
So now imagine the people that took this trailer when they opened it up and there is gingerbread collection and salt and pepper and toothbrushes. They lose.
Yeah, I think I found something, man, with a salt. And pepper.
Oh, this is in a safe. There's a safe. Open the safe.
Okay, I'm going to weld into it.
Okay.
It's got to be cash. I bet there's a bunch of cash.
Oh, my God.
It's a salt and pepper shaker collection. And
like from different, like, one says Denny's.
Yeah, there's just different salt and pepper shakers. It's like,
it's a Bob Evans set.
Like 50 of them.
Oh,
and then there's a gingerbread collection.
Gingerbread?
Like a gingerbread houses that they've been coated.
You guys, you didn't get that good of a haul this time, huh?
This was a terrible haul. There's 14 pairs of socks. Like 30 gingerbread houses.
Just take it back to that family.
Yeah, they give it back. Yeah. Like here. Because they can't even sell that stuff. Who, you know, on eBay or whatever?
Come on, who wants a gingerbread collection?
Incredible salt and pepper shaker collection.
The only thing I can think of is, like, they smell, you know those Christmas villages? There's, like, Christmas, there's, like, gingerbread versions of that. Maybe that's what it is.
That's possible, but, you know, like, my mom has a few of those.
Not a collection, Chuck.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be crying in the news about it.
It's their stuff, so you hope they get it back. But it is, if you're on the news again and you lose something, focus on the big things, though.
Yeah. Well, especially because, if something of yours is taken and the news shows up, this is your one chance. It's your one chance
to get those salt and
to get everything back.
Yeah.
And the one chance is to make people feel so bad that someone starts a GoFundMe.
Or they help.
And then they help.
They don't want a GoFundMe. I thought that was the point of this. They didn't ask for that.
Oh, they didn't ask?
Oh, we didn't finish it.
No,
part of getting one is saying you don't want one.
This is a weird crime. There were no cameras around, and stealing a trailer might not be high on criminals' list, but it's the sentimental loss that hurts.
I just feel terrible for my kids. It's just been awful.
Michelle's sister set up a GoFundMe account on Michelle Denzik's Facebook.
I knew it.
And we got it. It always ends with a GoFundMe.
When you want a GoFundMe, you say dead relative stuff, kids stuff.
Gingerbread.
Put all that in there.
Oh, it would have been. I would have said one of my kids was in there.
Salt and pepper.
One of my kids is gone.
They got one of my kids, you guys. I'll never see them again.
It's okay, but
we'll miss them.
Yeah. Family pets were in there.
took the dog.
Took all of my hamster collection.
That's how you really get the GoFundMe.
A lot of tears.
Just unfortunately, they had their one chance. Like, I don't know what the GoFundMe is, but I guarantee it's not killing it like it should.
You think she listed all of it to get the value of the GoFundMe up?
I mean,
you got to start going. It's like an insurance claim almost. You're like, there's 13 toothbrushes somewhere unopened.
Somewhere brand, somewhere electric.
Exactly. I mean, those are high dollar items.
Ooh, man. Oh, speaking of, so I heard this story yesterday. It was unfolding as I was on my way home. And speaking of trailers, it was at a trailer park in Michigan. God, you know what? I don't even really know what the crime that was happening there. What stuck out was the name of the trailer park, which to me was, they call it the Kissin' Cousins Trailer Park.
What?
No.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. I'm like,
Kissin' what? Is it a special name or just a nickname that people refer to it as?
No, that's like the name
on the
of
news,
the
news, right? The news wouldn't say Kissin' Cousins. It wasn't called that for real. Let's see.
There was something going down at the Kissin' Cousins trailer. Like, that's what they said on the news that I was like, what?
Are you sure you didn't mishear that, Dave?
Kissin' Cousins. Oh, no.
There's one called just Cousins.
Cousins? I'm sure it's
what
they
was
said
the
Kissin'
story
Cousins
about? What was the...
It was like a standoff.
So Google that. Standoff, Trailer Park, Michigan. It'll come up.
Oh, we're on a wild goose chase. Kissing cousins.
Kissing cousins.
Yeah, you guys, I'm sure that's what they said.
There you go.
That's 2018.
Yeah, these aren't... Oh.
2012. They got to rethink that name, though.
If it exists, unless I just heard something different, I could have swore... Oh, wait, there was something that was from 17 hours ago. What the hell? Where'd it go?
You zip down real...
I don't know.
That's Three Rivers.
No, it's in Minnesota.
Man.
Was it a barricaded gunman? Damn it, Dave.
I could have swore they said the kissing cousins. Was it barricaded? Cousins.
Was it a barricaded situation?
Maybe, yeah.
Let's see. I don't know if it was a trailer park. Ay.
You take the kissing cousins part right out of it.
Seen it. Country cousin.
Country cousins?
Oh. Country cousins.
Kissing cousins! Kissing cousins!
Dave just heard kissing cousins. It was country cousins.
I think country cousins is inappropriate, too. We're country cousins.
Country cousins.
Yeah, it sounds like it's got some spice to it.
Maybe I just made my own assumptions. Name. You call it country cousins, I assume they're kissing cousins. I assume they're banging cousins.
You had that ancestry still on your brain.
Yeah. We did that story about the
big ancestor.
The mom banging her son yesterday, and so, boom, it stuck in my head.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a little better.
Country cousins.
Yeah.
kissing cousins.
I mean, to be fair, if they're country cousins, they probably do kiss, but...
Yeah.
Your brain just heard that.
Yeah, that's it. That's
yeah.
It. Country cousin mobile home park.
Yep.
Yeah. It would have been an odd choice to name your little trailer park the Kissin' Cousins.
God, it's been driving me crazy ever since. So thankfully we got to the bottom of it here. Yeah, we live just down the street at Kissin' Cousins.
It would be strange to say to someone.
Yeah. Turn left and screw your mother.
Oh, my God.
Jennifer Lopez finally speaking out about the possibility that she could be one of the owners of the New York Mets. How does she feel about that? This is what she said yesterday. Take a listen here.
I mean, listen, in this day and age, that would be something that would be so amazing. I don't have anything to report on that end right now, but I think in every field, especially institutions like Major League Baseball, or you know, that are so American in this moment in time, it is important for diversity, and it is important for women to have positions of power that they've earned.
Whoever is interviewing her is very excited.
I'll keep talking.
Oh, stop it. Stop.
Disturbing. Stop. Please stop it, Chuck.
Come on. It's so
you're freaking me out.
It's so gross.
You're freaking me out. Look, baby deer.
Distraction.
It's an 8-point. Oh, baby deer.
Okay, all right.
Freak. You are like a freak.
You are a total freak. I don't like you deep breathing.
Well, I didn't like that. I didn't like hearing that person. Like, what did he put a microphone like right in like,
his nostrils?
What's up, Jennifer? Like, how do you think you'd feel if you were actually one of the owners of the Mets?
All right, let's let her finish here. Here we go.
And can contribute in a way that is just as good as any man on the planet, you know? So, of course, I am for it. Nothing to report.
Sounds exciting. There are currently zero women listed as a principal owner of a Major League Baseball franchise, and she wouldn't just be a silent partner. She has a reputation as a savvy, self-made businesswoman who's made a fortune over the years, so she said she's not afraid to speak her mind.
Isn't it her A-Rod involved in this? Isn't it
well, her,
about,
they're both putting both. Up the
more,
money.
Yeah.
It's a dual bid, along with a bunch of other people. In
she has more money, though.
Yeah, yeah.
She might be kicking
you
in
better
more.
Figure that out on that prenup. Who will get, who will get it?
Who gets the Mets?
Who gets the Mets?
Yeah, you got to work those
details. Because I don't know if that's going to be a long-lasting marriage.
I feel like two people like that should be like, yours is yours and mine is mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, like you when you leave, you get yours.
Yeah.
When I leave, I get mine.
Yeah, but it will, I guess they'll
and then
both
you
be
imagine
owner,
it's like
so.
A real nasty divorce, though, and then that becomes, they have to meet at all these owners' meetings and everything, and it's always a nightmare.
Yeah, there's probably a good chance that'll happen one day, so they should think about that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Did a woman get a human dick at the grocery store?
I've been smoking a lot of meat lately.
So I hear.
He's really
with your mouth.
Too.
Yeah.
He's the best meat smoker
John,
I've ever
been caught. I've been smoking a ton
finest
of meat.
Mouth meat smoker.
Yep. Won't smoke a doobie with me, but he'll smoke some meat with
That's
me.
That's right. So, Chuck, you go. You want to get some meat you're going to smoke. You get it on the grill, and there is a dong.
What did I buy thinking it was not a dong? And then a dong's mixed in there.
You're looking pork chop.
Pork tail.
Pork tail.
Actually, you went to buy turkey tails. That's what you went to buy.
Okay.
So this woman.
I don't even know what that is, but yes.
In Akron, Ohio, she bought a pack of smoked turkey tails from the grocery store. As she was cooking them, she noticed one of them didn't look right at all.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, there's a human penis in her pot of beans.
It was real?
So she
real wieners
out.
And beans.
Here's her speaking to her friends about it online.
If there's any missing persons,
yes, yes, this is serious. This is really somebody. Like I showed them the whole. They was like, that is somebody's penis.
I told you it was somebody. Why you act like you don't know? Did they scream like we did? Like
no, you know, you know, they had to hold it cool. They being cool, but they like the sergeant don't even know what to do.
So they see the corner over
the corner, the medical examiner. She said somebody else.
It's 100% a dong.
That's the craziest.
She said the coroner, the medical examiners, and somebody else. They're on their way.
Oh my God.
This is serious.
As an innocent pot of beans.
End up being somebody's body part is in my beans.
Wieners and beans.
Wieners
and beans.
Like the medical examiners and everybody's on their way to my house.
My God.
Are you kidding me? I love wieners and beans.
This is crazy.
You said Facebook live video?
Yes, I'm on live now. Yes, I saved the video. Everything is on it. Like, yeah. Hey, y'all. So I called the police. Hold on, y'all. I called the police, and they came out, and this is the first they ever had in Akron, Ohio. They don't know what to do. They are about to send the medical examiners and the coroner out to my house because it is for real, and I'm not joking. It is somebody's private parts.
You want me to call? I'm probably call Larry. We have a lawyer for you if you need a lawyer.
Whoever you want to call, call him.
The
medical examiner is here? I know I already talked to the police. I'm waiting for the medical examiner.
Larry wins cases.
Larry wins.
Call one of Larry wins.
Larry wins. Whatever it may be, this is for real. Hold on, lady boy. This is for real. I got to be from
this
Save
lady.
A Lot.
She's
yes,
awesome.
This is for real. A human.
Her friend's awesome.
A man's penis was in my beans. We are now. They probably about to tape off my house. I thought at first it was just a little joke until I called the police and they examined it and They are
I don't like this.
The
I don't like this.
The medical examiners to my house right now. I know the police is here. I know. I already talked to them. They're waiting for the medical examiners
this
to come.
The greatest Facebook Live video ever made. It's incredible.
It is. They already looked at it.
This is probably one of the creepiest things.
The police. Huh? And it has to happen to me. Of all people.
There's more
cops coming. Hold on, y'all. There's more
police
outside.
She's going to take us with her.
Amazing.
She's going to take us with her.
Wait a minute. I don't even have enough battery life.
Here we go. Yeah,
get this girl a battery.
The police is here. They got the wiener. No, it's on my car.
It's on her car.
It's on her car. Hold on. Let me turn the camera.
It's working my wiener's
too. They are outside. Hold on. Mind your business.
Mind your business.
Y'all think I'm playing.
We don't need you right now.
Oh, y'all don't need me?
No. Okay. I'm gonna take a break. Please.
Look, yeah.
Where's the dick, ma'am?
It's right there in that little plastic container.
Oh, there it is.
I cannot believe that.
The whole situation.
Why
It's not a deer's dong or something?
It's a human penis.
That's a man's penis.
On the hood of the car, and all the cops
she wanted it outside.
Yep.
Well, I would want it.
I tried to save a life. That's the thing. That was my first time, and I don't know how long I'm going to save a life. It's a penis. It's a penis for real. It's a penis. They already looked at it. Listen, they're waiting for them. You such a hater. You always hating against me. You always want my downfall. I'm not clout chasing anything. I always do lives. I do lives. Yeah, he's just such a hater. I always do lives. Right. Okay, y'all. I don't know if y'all seen my... Stop. I don't know if y'all seen... Hold on, Lady Whore. I don't know if y'all seen
Lady Whore?
My earlier, but I was...
That's her friend's name?
I don't know.
And it looked like I had
the
a
nickname,
penis
I think.
Lady Whore.
Hey, Lady Whore, hold on.
So I called the police because
she said
I
it twice
examined
already.
It, and it is what it is. And the police came, and they examined it, and it is in fact a penis. They are calling the medical examiners out here right now, and the coroners, because somebody is missing their stuff.
Someone is missing their stuff.
They need to give her a show, man.
You guys have to go to davidcheckthefreak.com and check this woman out.
Oh my god. Hold on.
Lady Whore, hold on.
You're not supposed to be doing what?
Mom, you
can, I can put them on
no,
there.
No, because that's your
mom. Be kids trying to explain it.
Yeah.
And this is so funny.
So, you guys want to see?
I do. I mean, I got to analyze this. I mean, I wish you could see from the other side, I guess.
Pictures are up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com as well. You can go check them out.
I think they'll find it's not.
I think it's just going to be like something else. But boy, oh boy, it's the shape. But
they took the mystery meat to the medical examiner's office for testing. And guess what, you guys?
What?
The lab determined it was pork.
Yeah.
A pork tail with a bone
it doesn't
wound
look like
up inside
penis.
Her package of turkey tails. And it was just a coincidence that it looked very much like a penis.
It's a penis. They already said it was.
They confirmed it.
100% confirmed.
They confirmed that's a human penis, man.
It's got a bone in it.
I can't believe the police response to that.
Yeah.
Like,
are you saying we got a report of a dick, ma'am?
Officers.
I guess if you like legitimately thought it could be a body part, you've got to investigate.
Let's say I'm a cop and I'm just sitting on the side of the road. I'm like waiting for some guy to come by speeding. And then a call comes in and is like, I think we got a mystery actual human penis here. And I'm like, man, I'm only a couple blocks from there. I should probably go check it out.
You could tell it wasn't, though. I don't know.
Yeah,
why.
I feel like you could, too.
But I love her video. I love her. Oh. I think the whole thing was very entertaining.
Amazing.
So it doesn't matter. But
she was on the horn with the coroner's office and everything.
That's hilarious.
What's her friend name? Lady Whore? What was it?
Lady Whore. Yeah,
she
Lady
was
Whore.
In the background. I told you it was the
Lady
name.
Whore, be quiet. Candace and Lady Whore.
They don't even want me to come outside. That's a sad part. I can't even go outside. And they told me, don't touch my beans. They said, don't touch the beans.
Well, no.
they got to take my kind of beans.
Yeah, see if there's some human DNA in there.
Yeah, and they had, they compared it to the other... The what? Other Save a Lot on Copley Road. They compared it to the other turkey tail that's in there, and there's no comparison of the two.
Right.
Like of me of all people, the woman of God gets a penis
God.
In her food. Oh. That's crazy.
And you know what that goes to show? How they treat grocery stores in black neighborhoods.
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about.
I've never seen a turkey tail. Have you guys?
No, it's not something on my menu.
Me either.
I didn't know it was a thing that you ate. I know there's gizzards and things and stuff and turkeys that people
eat. Yeah, it looks like a turkey neck is what it looks like to me. I remember watching my dad, like, get all the guts out of a turkey, and that's what it looks like. It's like a turkey neck.
Huh.
Or what it would have been. I mean, it looks very much more phallic than any turkey neck I've ever seen.
But. Yeah.
There's smoked turkey tails. Yeah, that, whatever she found looked nothing like that.
Mm-mm.
That is the funniest situation. Customer service situation.
Heard her friend recommend that she call Larry Wins. Well, she has hired an attorney to handle the situation because she said even though it didn't turn out to be a penis, it was mislabeled food.
I mean, it is mislabeled food.
If you like, some people are
call Larry Wins.
I don't know. If there was a penis, absolutely
1-800 Larry Wins.
Larry would have answered the phone.
Oh my God.
Yes, that would have been a case.
If there was a penis, you call Larry Wins.
Yeah, Larry Wins.
But if it's not a penis, I don't know.
Yeah, I want to see Larry Wins.
I think that if you heard the conversation, she was like,
we got a loyal friend. His name is Larry. Well, I'll call Larry for you. Larry Wins.
That's not his like whole like slogan.
I don't think so.
Larry Wins, because there's lawyers like that out there. Yeah.
There's billboards around here that is like a Wins guy. Like says something Wins.
Jimmy Wins. Or I don't know.
Jimmy Wins.
I know who that guy is.
I know who he is too.
It's his phone number.
Yeah.
855.
No, there's another guy though that's like there was that guy that
go for the Wins.
Said something about Popo in his ad. Remember when we talked about that? It was like. Say no to the popo or something.
Yeah.
It was some attorney.
I can't think of.
Yeah, I know. I forget it.
Oh, how can I forget?
Car hit you guy? Does the car hit you?
Yeah.
1-800 car hit
you. 1-800
car hit you. That's my favorite.
Yeah, 1-800
car hit you. I saw that the first day driving to work here, the very first day, I saw that billboard down there. I'm like, oh my God.
Was that Carl or what was?
I can't remember.
Car hit you.
Carl Collins.
Yeah. Carl Collins the III.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Attorney Carl Collins III.
Oh, that's some trouble.
Ooh, boy. He was also indicted for tax fraud.
Uh-oh. Oh, when did that happen? That was last year. We missed that story.
855 Carl, hear you.
Indicted for tax fraud.
Oh, geez. Hopefully that all went away for him. We don't know. Could still be in the courts.
Car hit you.
Yeah, did he have TV commercials?
Yes. Oh, that's what was great about the
I never saw the TV commercials.
Yes, you did on the show.
Oh, did we watch it? I don't remember the billboards.
Go up a bit.
I don't. Right there. It is.
Yeah.
If you've been the victim of a rear-end automobile accident, call me, Attorney Carl Collins III.
If you've been injured in an automobile accident, just call Attorney Carl Collins III.
He is good. Anyway, if you want to watch that video, that hilarious video with that lady, and see the pictures of what she thought was a meat dom, go check it out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
She might be worth there. Like just.
How much would she get?
Trying to become her friend on Facebook.
Yeah, we need to talk to her.
Oh, yeah. If she, I mean, listen, some people, like, it's against their religion to eat pork. So if there was pork in with her turkey tails, she could have something. I'm not sure if that's her religion or not.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But she didn't eat it. And she didn't eat any of the wieners.
Listen, I thought of this as this was going through. Mm-hmm. She's making her wieners and beans or whatever she was making. Her turkey tails and beans.
Yeah.
And she's, you know what?
Taste testing.
Their taste test. And then you find out there where you were boiling a dick.
Yeah.
That would have been terrible.
You eat some of the...
You've eaten
at least some of the residue.
Then you got yourself a court case.
Yeah. What if it was the best beans you've ever had, too?
My God, that would be terrible.
I was going to miss that one main ingredient.
Yeah.
And never be able to recreate that dish.
No, you can't. No.
You would know what it was.
Yeah.
What you need.
You got to call your hubby in to just kind of flavor the broth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dip it in, God.
Just dip it in, boy.
Okay.
Just like stirring it around a little bit.
But anyway, she is suing.
Well, yeah. I just it's not going to be the windfall.
I don't think so. No.
If it was a human penis, you would have been talking about a boatload of cash.
Yeah.
Get her and her friends like a daytime show.
That's what I'm saying.
That'd be amazing. So funny.
That'd be amazing.
They're hilarious. Like that whole scene was, she's like, I got to make these phone calls about this dick.
I would rather, I'd rather listen to her and her friends talk on like a View style show than just about anything.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know,
any of the ones they've made.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. There was What the F Popo, too, was another.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the one I saw.
What the F
Popo? WTF Popo. All right, we're off now to Southwest Florida, where a woman is accused of attacking a man and biting his ear. Vanessa Torres Crawford of Collier County arrested and charged with battery after the incident. What led to it? NBC2 in Fort Myers has the details. Take a listen.
The man we spoke to says that Vanessa Torres Crawford attacked him inside of this apartment complex. Instead of pushing him down or throwing a punch, he says that she pulled him close and bit his ear, leaving him with about 20 stitches.
Never in a million years thought that would happen, especially to me.
A messy breakup, to say the least.
He got to go to the hospital. Did I hear something back on?
An argument ending with blood all over the kitchen floor and Matthew Clemens' ear partially ripped off.
Ooh. I think anybody that would do that to anybody.
The damage wasn't done using a knife or scissors.
He literally tried to bite my ear off.
The chompers responsible for the brutal wound belonged to Vanessa Torres Crawford. After the fight, deputies arrested her and charged her with battery.
It's crazy. I can't even wrap my mind around it. There's like 20 some stitches probably.
Thankfully, doctors able to stitch up his ear without complications.
They said it wasn't just hanging there, but yeah, it was. I thought it was, they were gonna have to cut it off.
He says this is an argument he can't move past.
But I never thought that she would do anything like this.
Torres Crawford is still in the Naples Jail Center tonight. She's expected back in court on September 21st. I'm in Collier County. Megan Myers, NBC2.
The news is coming! Where's my skull and flame shirt?
Sleeveless.
And sleeveless smokes. I need my smokes and my sleeveless skull and flame shirt.
And he had his hand on his hip, yeah. And then the other hand had a cigarette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm news ready. Okay, yeah, let's talk.
I got my flaming Grim Reaper shirt on.
Oh, my God.
Amazing news outfits we've seen lately.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yep. It's just a different time. Like, we cared. It's just like we don't care about how we look going outside anymore. Like, we used to care when the news was coming.
Yeah, because he's
when you
got,
were talking to the news, you're going to be on TV, you cared. Like, you'd dress up.
Right. He's got his do-rag, flame skull, Grim Reaper shirt, shorts.
Cargo shorts and smoke.
Yep.
He's been through it.
He has. I mean, listen, someone almost bit his ear off. I get it. Traumatic.
He is like, the way he's just looking down at the ground, just like,
oh, damn. Why
this is a hell of a day. I'm thankful for my Grim Reaper shirt.
Little things. Sleeveless shirts.
Flames on them.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's a different time.
Yeah.
That we live in now. But his ear should be fine, they say.
Yeah, it was definitely almost completely gone.
It was, for sure. Yeah.
They put it back together better than they do most ears.
Yeah.
Speaking of ears, so there's a dude who's thankful he has his ear. There's another dude I'm going to tell you about next who actually paid to get his ears removed.
That's an odd choice.
So his head could look more like a skull.
He's one of these guys.
I'm going to introduce you to Mr. Skullface now.
Ah.
And you can check him out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com as well. This guy, whose real name is Sandro, he's a 39-year-old German guy. He spent over $7,000 on body mods. He's done 17 of them so far. Why? Because he says they boost his confidence.
Is he trying to look like that Mr. Skull dude?
That's how he started out.
Pretty normal-looking guy.
Normal-looking dude.
Yeah.
But he has gone through various tattoos, implants, piercings to complete his look. And the latest one is getting his ear.
It's hard to look at.
That really is hard to look at. I'm taking his ear right off of him.
Can't,
graphic.
Can't really
his photos are graphic up at Dave and Jug.
Oh, he hasn't taken his nose off like some of the other dudes yet.
Yeah, that one guy took his nose. He looked like the Red Skull.
Yeah, Red Skull. That's who I was thinking.
Nose is on the list to be taken off, though.
Mm. Oh, is it?
He wants it gone.
That's a terrifying look.
It really is.
I still can't believe that people, doctors will remove ears and
that's know, crazy. Things.
Well, yeah. I assume not legitimate people.
I was going to say, are they doctors or is that just a tattoo guy who does that?
It could be somebody who does body modification.
Yeah.
And he's German, so he's like, just make it the freakiest, the better, the weirdest thing you can think of, chop off my ears.
So you can take ears off and it doesn't have to be a doctor, doesn't need to be involved.
I don't know.
It's a body mod, so if you can do piercings, maybe you got to get an extra qualification. Is the skull in my hand, does that freak you out too?
Yeah, can anyone legally just remove your ears or is it not legal? I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, God, he's got like a skull implanted under his.
Yeah.
That's not him, by the way. I think it's cool that they gave him his ears in a jar.
Yeah.
You think that's cool?
Yes.
Just to reiterate, you believe that is cool?
If I go in for a surgery and they got to take something out, I want it.
It's yours. It's yours.
Take my appendix out. It's my appendix. No. Give it back. Put it in a jar. I want to put it on a shelf and look at it.
They never offered that to me when I got my gallbladder out.
I know. I was disappointed that they didn't even offer it to you.
Yeah, I couldn't get it.
Take my gallbladder. I want it in a jar.
Ooh, he is a terrifying looking individual.
You can't imagine, like, you don't see him for a while or whatever, your old friends. You're like... Hey, you look good.
Hey, Kendra.
Do you like how I got my ears removed?
Oh, wow. That is amazing. But why, Sandro?
Because I wanted to look like a skull.
Oh, I don't.
That's my passion, a demon skull.
Well, you nailed it.
Yes. It's really weirds the people out at Starbucks.
What's the bumps on your head there?
Oh, those are little demon horns. That's what those are. Yeah, it's supposed to be demonic. I'm getting my nose removed. That's
really
it's an exciting times.
Yes, I guess. I mean, sneezing and running.
It's going to get messy and violent, but I'm excited.
Okay, all right. And you did get to keep your ears.
I did in a jar.
Yeah. Okay, so you can just.
I brought some Visine.
No. Put them away.
They're in the car. They're just floating.
Away.
Mm-hmm. Those are really cool, man.
Thank you, James.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to hang out with Mr. Skullface.
I don't know what you guys would talk about.
Not a lot, really. Not a lot.
Like a one-on-one between Dave and the skull guy?
Yeah.
Ask him besides the genitals. You know, what other body mods do you have? Genitals removed? Nose still down there?
Yeah, genitals, nips, like all that stuff down yonder.
Because I know he plans on getting his eyes tattooed, I believe the article says, and getting his nose removed. So good luck getting a job.
They also say that he's had trouble finding a job and a meaningful relationship.
You think, Skullface Man?
He never will.
I don't know if I...
But don't you think maybe if he actually had like a girlfriend somewhere along the way, he might not have done all this stuff to himself?
That could be true.
You know, sometimes
a girl
regulates you. You know,
yeah, keeps you in check.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, don't take your ears off.
Don't remove your ears,
or you'll never have sex with me again.
Yeah, I mean, my fiance talked me out of getting like a butthole tattoo. Not on my butthole, but like an image of like a butt and some nuts. And I wanted to get some tattoos, and she's like, "You really want a butt tattooed on your wrist?" I'm like,
"On your wrist?
You really thought
about this?
Yeah,
a wrist butt.
So what it would have been like?
Is your little American like your little pen?
Yeah, like that. There might be a sticker on the trash can. It's like a heart shape, but the heart shape is an ass. And you can usually get it with like a female ass, and somebody drew up like a male ass. So I wanted to get a female and a male on my wrist. I thought they were really cool. And then my fiance was like, "You really want like a butt and some nuts tattooed?"
I agree. I think she made the right call there.
Oh yeah, I agree. I'm still kind of contemplating that tattoo, but it's off the docket for now.
Because how do you explain that if by chance one day you have children? How do you explain your b-hole tattoo to them?
Like, well, when you're old enough to understand.
I have a feeling.
Your daddy
James as your dad.
That's crazy.
There's going to be a lot of stuff that they're going to go through.
Do as I say, not as I do or did. Okay?
Yeah. Right. Trust me. Do you know how many like thong videos they're going to have of their dad?
Yeah.
True.
Very true.
Yeah. My dad's always naked on the internet.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think for now, probably best to hold off on the wrist behold.
Yeah. It's good to have a person in your life that will talk you out of
it. I do love that pin. You made those like enamel pins.
Oh, I bought those. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But
yeah.
Those things are awesome.
They're really cool. I think it's cool. I think it's a funny design. Yeah. It's the same sticker I have in my laptop, too.
Yeah.
Someone said, "I hope Mr. Skull Guy has good eyesight because he won't be wearing glasses after that." No, I think they actually
did. He still puts the glasses on.
I mean, just tight enough to stick to the side of his head.
The ones that are like flexible, and they'll still hold in place.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I didn't think about the glasses.
Yeah, sunglasses. What about my sunglasses?
Oh my God.
How do I hold them on in my face? Do I need that? I'll have to get the little things that tie
them. I know myself, like, it, depending on the size of your head, you don't need ears to keep them up. My sunglasses.
Oh, you do? They would just slip down.
Mine don't.
You have ears, Chuck.
I know, but I mean, a lot of times I'll put them, I'll actually, like, angle them up because they're, like, sore. Mm. And they don't go anywhere. They wouldn't go anywhere. Mm. My head's too giant.
Well, we did put Mr. Skullface up.
Yes.
At DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com again if you want to go check him out.
This check is out some- his Instagram, too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is something I've never seen. Coast Guard shoots the crap out of a shark.
And just shoots him?
I guess they were all going on a group swim, and the shark was kind of stalking them.
Mm.
So let this be a warning to all the sharks out there, both foreign and domestic. If you interrupt a group swim, you will be lit up. Doesn't matter if our guys are in the middle of an ocean or close to the coast. We're going to protect them at all costs. Here's...
It's at the end, I think.
Little taste of it here.
Are they swimming with a unicorn? They're swimming with a unicorn.
They're swimming with a floating unicorn.
Ready for the bow. Ready for the bow.
Hey, that was a rescue station.
They are having a party.
Turn it back. Turn it back.
It's crazy to be in the water and have this shooting going on right next
nearby.
To you.
Yeah.
And sharks.
Yeah,
not
crazy.
A relaxing swim at all.
Well, and the once a bullet hits the water, it's totally unpredictable.
Well, that's there's so no blood, so it doesn't look like it got hit.
Look at these guys. They're just fooling around.
Can they get out of the water?
Want to climb on top of the unicorn.
The unicorn's there for safety, and they're not even climbing.
Oh, they're too close.
They're shooting too close
to those
doing?
People.
Are
those okay? Those people are just random swimmers. Then they're not
no,
off
they're,
the.
They're from the Coast Guard. They all work with the Coast Guard.
Imagine
guy,
one
does
of them
this
starts
guy snorkeling.
On.
Know what's happening?
I don't doesn't
think he
care.
Knows what's happening?
Gosh, goddamn beautiful underneath here.
You guys should see it down here. Incredible.
Wow.
I thought it was a shark or something.
Sharks
huge.
And bullets are flying right next to you.
Like, he's just floating like he doesn't have a care, and everyone's fleeing for their lives. And he's like, oh, gurgle, 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 gurgle.
That is nuts.
Incredible fish down here.
What is this, like a Coast Guard
family
party?
Event?
What
is it this? Is a party.
Yeah.
Money well spent. This is our money well spent.
Yep. There they go. Still, they're finally trying
no,
to get
that
off.
That guy is still snorkeling.
Yeah, he doesn't care. That one guy's like, I don't care.
That is hilarious.
He's like, I really wanted a deep ocean experience.
I would have been swimming for that boat immediately.
Yeah.
Either one.
Good that you saved the unicorn.
I know. They threw it back in.
They're like, we have no room for the unicorn on
oh,
here.
Oh, no. Shark is by the unicorn. Get it. Get the unicorn, shark.
Save it. Not my unicorn.
Yeah, get it.
Shark, save it. They gotta let him go.
Imagine the shark came up and just got it. What a great end to the video.
That'd be a, the unicorn
oh, there he is.
There it is.
Here he comes. Isn't it crazy that they took all those shots and didn't do anything to this shark?
Yeah.
I got 11! One more!
They didn't hit him at all?
No. Nope. There was no blood in the water anyway. Yeah.
Once a bullet hits the water, like it hits and it can go anywhere.
Well, that seems so dumb.
They don't go straight.
Like, there's all these people. That's.
He just wanted to, like, shoot his gun.
That's what I think, too.
Yeah. It might have scared the shark away a little bit, but.
Doesn't look like it.
Yeah, the shark's like, you people are crazy!
Yeah.
If you want to see this, by the way, we'll tweet it out. Twitter.com/DaveAndChuck. Go check it out there. It's pretty crazy. You can't believe that this is happening on a Coast Guard swim.
And that one guy really loves snorkeling.
Yeah, that guy.
Shooting into water is really cool, though.
It is cool. I didn't know that about the trajectory of it changes drastically.
Yeah,
I thought it went straight.
You have no idea where it's going
to
go.
That's nuts.
That happened to me when I was with some friends in the winter. Not this, not the shark. But I was. So we're all on a boat, and we were all going to go snorkeling. And the current, there was this like little island that has some great snorkeling over here, like to the right of the boat. But the current, when you went in the water, and I was the first one off the boat, took you to the left. So I went off first. People weren't really paying attention. I was pushed like all the way to the end of the island. I ended up thought, well, I can't fight the current to go back. I'll swim around the island and then I'll meet them. Then I'll be back where they are.
Yeah.
And so that's what I was doing, but no one knew what I was doing. And on the way, I was just taking my time snorkeling.
Deadly Dave, yeah.
I was just like, oh, there's some cool fish around here. So I snorkeled around the backside of the island.
Uh-oh.
And then by the time I came up to where they were, it was full-blown panic. Like,
well,
they all thought.
Well, you gotta
let somebody know.
I can't. Why can't anyone know?
You're on a group trip. They're like, Dave's lost.
Dave's dead. We don't know where he is. They called the Coast Guard.
He started swimming around the island, and then we lost sight of him. I really wasn't thinking straight. Like, I was just like, oh, I'll just, you know, it's just. I didn't think it would take me that long, to be truthful.
Yeah,
right. It was a tiny little island. I thought I'd be around there in a minute.
I gotta be so pissed off at Dave if I was on a boat with Dave and I'd be
waiting,
like,
all right,
it's time to go.
Where is Dave? What is he doing?
Oh my God.
You think you saw him go around the island? Does he know how big this island is? We're going to be here all night. Can you drive me back?
Yeah.
Go drive me back and then come and meet him.
Yeah. Amber was mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Snorkeling Dave.
Snorkeling Dave. There were some cool fish to see, though. It was pretty cool.
You can't interrupt snorkeling.
I guess not.
People can't hear you?
No.
Just snorkeling fun.
You could probably hear, but I didn't hear anything. It was just...
Well, I'll say this. When I was snorkeling and I saw the big shark, I like put my head out of the water and I was like trying to get people's attention. Because I was like, hey, there's a big...
No one heard me.
Everyone was just floating around with their ears underwater. No one heard. Yeah. And then so after we got together, I was like, did you guys see that gigantic shark? And they're like, no. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, well, I was trying to get your attention, but.
Mm. Yeah. I'll never be snorkeling.
It's super cool.
Yeah, it is. I liked it when I did it.
I enjoy it.
Because I'm not.
Not everybody likes it.
No, but I mean, for those who can't scuba dive or don't want to, it's the next best thing. You know, closest you can get to it.
See
anyway.
Everything.
To see it all up close and. In person.
Breathing through that tube is crazy to me.
I never do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I bought one of those things that goes right over your whole face.
Mm. Or you can just breathe?
And that's like a snorkel above.
Oh. Yeah.
And it's that's what I had. It made it real easy.
All right, guys, here's a question for you. What do you do to combat round-the-clock horniness?
There's nothing I can do.
How do you battle it? For some guys, being constantly horny is a major and distracting problem. Other than taking time out of your day to spank it, there are some steps that guys say they take to control their out-of-control libidos. Adam says that he clenches his calves intensely for 10 to 15 seconds.
That's how you get out of being horny?
Have you seen my calves? They're in great shape.
It makes your boner go away.
That's what it does. Yeah. The blood rushes down blood to your flow. Calves.
Wow, that's interesting.
And extinguishes your boner.
Oh my God, it's a boner killer?
It's a boner killer. So clench your calves for 10 to 15 seconds if you got a boner and you don't want one.
God damn it.
Yeah, calves and thighs, if you flex those muscles, it helps
really?
Pull blood away from your dong and into your legs.
Whoa. Yeah. I don't have runaway boner issues.
I do when I'm walking around in a man thong sometimes.
Oh,
I gotta make sure.
Yeah, that's true.
You had to learn. Did you Google all the tricks?
I actually
had to
Google. I Googled it, and that's how I learned that.
I was wondering how you had the knowledge.
Well, it is crazy, but you have been in insane scenarios in just
a
man thong.
And I'm out with all these girls.
Bikini girls.
See the girl of the radio station.
I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. I got to figure out how to not be fully erect around people. Otherwise,
I never thought of that.
No, I have thought about it sometimes.
Oh, man. Because
they'd always put him with the rock girl.
Like
right?
All of them.
In bikinis or whatever. I'm like, oh my God, James is going to get a boner.
Yeah, I'm standing next to a chick with double D's and I'm trying to just hide these nuts.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, I never even thought of it. That's really
funny. It's just
funny.
Natural human reaction, right? But how do you eliminate it? That's
why his calves and legs look so good in all those photos.
You damn right.
A lot of flexing going on.
Daniel says, I think of my grandma. Always does the trick.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, I don't want to ever, though, I don't want to coordinate certain things like that in my
brain. No, yeah, you can't mix them up.
I don't want to twist anything up.
No. Yeah.
Fred says that he scrolls through Twitter and looks at the news. He said that I'm no longer horny.
Yeah. Oh. News is terrifying.
Yeah, it's so terrifying, though, it makes you want to have some sex because it might be the last time.
Oh, scares you into sex.
It's a distraction, too.
Yeah.
From everything.
Everything's better when you're having sex.
It is. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the old school, like, math problems and stuff, anything that makes me think really hard just to take my brain away from the thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes that works.
Yeah, I'll put on, like, a documentary. You know? I'll be like, come on.
I don't fight it, boys.
You just let it rock, Chuck?
I don't fight it.
You don't fight it? But here's the thing with you. You take care of it so often, that's why you don't random boners.
That's it. If you keep him...
You don't give yours a chance to get aroused by itself.
Mine's like a well-trained dog.
It's like, sit, stay,
roll over.
You stop.
Do all the tricks.
Think, jerk it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just keep him down.
This guy said the best way to solve the horniness is self-control. The more you spank it, the more full feeling of needing a release you have.
Right. There is something to that. You know, like, not doing it one day, it's like, why didn't you do why? Your body's like, why aren't you doing it today? Because I'm trying to be good.
Right. It is, like, immediately after you're done, you're like, okay, I'm back to a human being.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Someone said, I bet that dude from Massachusetts looks at his mom.
Oh, no. No.
I forgot about that guy.
I know. They keep coming up, unfortunately.
Oh, well.
It's too bad. Here's why you shouldn't date based only on looks. They become much less important as you get older. Researchers polled thousands of Americans over the age of 50 and said, name the top things that attracted you to people when you were young and what attracts you now. So they found looks definitely the number one thing we care about when we're young. But as we get older, looks barely crack the top five. So as we're younger, we look for looks first, personality, how kind someone is, their sense of humor, and how polite they are.
Yeah.
Those rank at the top when we're younger. As we get older, it shifts. Kindness is number one. Personality is number two. Politeness is number three. Then sense of humor. And looks fall down to fifth place by then. 3 out of 4 people say looks were very important in their younger days. Only 46% of people over 50 say looks matter a lot now.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that no matter what, like, I understand that the other things are important, but you got to at least on some level
be attracted to them.
Find someone attractive.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It would never be, wow, that person's got a great personality. They're so funny. They're so kind to people. And they're not, I have no part of me that is attracted to them. Would I end up with them?
Right. It's not going to
do it. Would never happen. It just would never happen.
Personality is more important, like, as you get older.
I've always said, yeah, you can, like, definitely find someone attractive, and then if they've got the great personality and the great sense of humor and they're kind, then it takes them from, like, whatever you're like, oh, yeah, they're a low end on, like, someone that I would, that can elevate them to, like, a 9.
You got
to
talk at some point after you're done banging.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
For sure.
Exactly.
Which is why those relationships based solely on looks generally don't go the distance.
They fizzle out.
Also, while we're speaking of that, they also did a survey on dating and some interesting findings here. 50% of single people say they're not looking for dates or a relationship, which is the highest number it's been in a long time.
I think it's because everybody was forced to be alone, probably. And it's like, well, you get more okay with being alone.
Yeah.
And you realize the troubles that, like, a relationship can bring.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work, relationships.
Yeah, oh my God.
Oh, for sure. About 2/3 of single people under 40 still want dates or a relationship.
Yeah, it's not as, like, I don't know. You're not as aggressive about seeing it, like getting one. You let it find you.
Yeah. Some of the biggest dating deal breakers these days, the person lives far away. They have significant debt. Who they voted for plays a big role.
Yeah.
They're 10 years or more older, or they have kids from another relationship. They can be the biggest deal breakers. Taking on kids is a huge... Listen, I have kudos to those who do it, right?
Yeah.
For those who get into a relationship with someone who has kids of their own, because it's a lot.
That's a lot.
Well, you're it's a lot of baggage. Relationship with somebody, and whoever they were with before.
Exactly.
Exactly. You can't ever escape it.
No.
Like, you'll never escape it.
And that would be tough. I think that would be real tough.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, I also understand, like, not wanting the new person really to have anything to do with your kids.
Yeah.
Like
a lot of people aren't like that, though.
The separation
of it. They want them involved.
Yeah. I just think it would suck to, like, always see a dude that banged your girl, you know?
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard for me. It would be more so with the kids. Depending on their age, would they accept you?
They're not going to.
You know, how long it would take to win their trust and then to respect what you have to say and that kind of thing, and not to overstep your bounds with them. Like, there's a whole bunch of different issues with that you're getting into. Also in the survey, they found 52% of people say there are cases where it's, quote, acceptable to have an open relationship. Even if they wouldn't be into it themselves, they think it's acceptable to have it these days, which is probably the highest it's ever been.
Yeah.
Over half of America thinks an open relationship is acceptable. We're just a lot more loosey-goosey to that stuff these days. Yes.
I think people have had them for years and years and years, and it's just now
being
coming.
Talked about.
Yeah. Coming out of the shadows.
51% say it's okay to break up over the phone. 13% say it's okay to break up with a text. 13% say it's okay to do it through an email. And 12% say it's okay to do it through a DM on, like, Instagram or Twitter or something.
I think face-to-face is probably the best way to go if you want to be honorable about it.
I agree, but that's old school, I guess.
You know, honestly, it's like, if easy. I was with someone and they wanted to break up with me, just, you can DM me.
Just DM me? Well, that's like if it's going that way, but if you got to do it, like...
It's just...
Why drag it out? Why
Well, because the reason people say they want to do it face-to-face... The reason people say that is because they want to have the ability to either make you feel like crap, fight for it to still go on, or just drag it out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if someone wants to break up with you, if they text you and they say, like, hey, I'm not interested in you, that should be enough.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, you should just be like, it should be enough. But people want to, like, for 2.5 hours, they want to sit down for 2 hours.
And try to re-get it.
Or no, just make you feel like crap. Yeah. Or, like, you know, they've got their thing to say.
Get their stuff off their chest.
And it's like, wow. It's like,
yeah.
So I get it. So if someone wanted to dump me, just send me a DM.
Chances are Chuck won't get it or read it.
Yeah.
You can definitely send it to him that way. All right, coming up here on Dave and Chuck the Freak, it's Florida's Effed Up. What made a Florida man shoot at a woman? Let's figure that out.
Man, Florida's Effed Up.
Accusations of witchcraft and spells.
Oh, boy.
Witchery! Led to the arrest of a Port St. Lucie man and charges that he fired a gun at a woman he believes to be a witch.
Oh, hell no.
Okay. You can't just shoot at people you think are a witch.
No.
Not since 1625. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Citrus County Sheriff's Office deputies arrested Michael Castillo Caraval after the victim said he fired a handgun into her car. Deputies charged the guy with 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. There was the witch and her friend told deputies that they were at a home and they were hosting a Santeria religious ceremony.
Yep.
The first victim said she was set to pick up a friend from the house, but was afraid to go there because she knew he believed she was a witch and she had cast a spell on him.
Oh, my God.
And he was furious about it.
I'm pissed. So pissed that you cast a spell on me, you witch.
So she said she parked her blue Lexus SUV away from the home and just walked up to the house to wait for her friend to come out. She told deputies the second her friend came out, they walked together to the car. They got into the car. And they saw a silver Chrysler passenger car belonging to this guy approach them. He blocked them in with his car, got out, leveled his pistol at the window. He was about 20 feet away, fired off a single round.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, they did not get hurt by that.
Mm, interesting, huh? How did they not get hurt?
Did admit they were practicing Santeria. And that this gentleman considered them witches.
Did they have a witch force field?
They used their magic.
They cast a spell of protection.
God, oh, yeah. My God.
Deputies arrested the guy. They took him to the county jail. His bond set at $6,000. There's his mugshot. Right there.
I think he's right.
Oh, my God. He's so fast.
Oh, my God. Oh,
wow. Look at him. That wasn't what I expected.
Nope. You can go check him out. DaveandChuckTheFreak.com.
Does that guy just, like, see a pale guy and he's like, vampire?
I think so.
I think so.
Oh, like, I have to hope he never sees me because he'll think I'm a werewolf.
Gargoyle!
Nope, just an ugly person.
Leprechaun! Oh, that was just a little person.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, you do not want him thinking you're a witch.
Nope.
You're about to get shot. You can check him out at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.